It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber scored 3 of the top 10 most watched Vevo videos of 2016. His Sorry video topped the list with more than 1.8 billion views. What Do You Mean was 5th, and Love Yourself was 6th on the list. Adele's Hello was 2nd with more than 1.2 billion views, and Fifth Harmony was in 3rd with Work From Home. People on Twitter are mad at Jennifer Lawrence after she was on the Graham Norton Show and joked about scratching her butt with sacred Hawaiian rocks. She explained how she almost killed a man after scratching her butt on a rock and shook the rock loose. Jennifer said she was on the set of The Hunger Games and used sacred stones as a scratching post while she was in her wetsuit. After her appearance, numerous people took to social media to slam her for her disrespect for Hawaiian culture, and some even called her trash and canceled. Meghan Trainor has canceled the rest of her 2016 tour dates because she's dealing with an illness. Meghan announced on Instagram that doctors put her on vocal rest for 2 weeks. She was feeling sick last week and played several shows, but she never started to feel better. Donald Trump will remain an executive producer on NBC's Celebrity Apprentice, which is returning to the network on January 2nd after a 2-year hiatus with Arnold Schwarzenegger as the show's new host. Trump's status with the show has been a question since, obviously, he launched his presidential campaign last year. In the credit sequence, Trump's name will air after Apprentice creator Mark Burnett and before Schwarzenegger, who is also an executive producer on the show.
I'm confused two things. First of all, that show, I think, is going to suck with Arnold as the host. But how can you be president of the United States and then, like, still be part of a show? Like,
I think it's
don't
great.
You have bigger things to do? Really?
Yeah.
That scares me.
Why not? Taylor Swift and Zayn Malik have teamed up on I Don't Want to Live Forever, a song from the upcoming 50 Shades Darker soundtrack. Taylor shared the artwork and a snippet of the track from her social media accounts just before midnight. Here's a short clip.
Baby, I feel crazy.
We're going to be world premiering that whole song around 7:45, so stay locked into the Joe and Alex Show. And some people who are close with Prince shared some interesting facts about him in GQ's Prince's Closest Friends Share Their Best Prince Stories feature. Prince's keyboard player, Morris Hayes, said Prince would go to Caribou Coffee in Minnesota, pay with a $100 bill, and whoever took his order got to keep the change. Prince didn't have a wallet or any credit cards, and he didn't want change ever because he didn't have anywhere to put it. And if you wanted to know, Prince smelled like lavender. That is the garbage.